This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. There is power in words, power to be constructive or destructive. Thinking of power, we often conjure up a picture of speaking forcefully. The most powerful words, however, are often kind, gentle, pleasant, gracious, and soft-spoken. Proverbs 12:25 explains, "An anxious heart weighs a man down, but a kind word cheers him up." Even when we're confronted by anger, a gentle answer turns away wrath, 15:1. The tongue is like a tree of life that brings healing, 15:4. When you've broken down barriers, pleasant words promote instruction or make a man persuasive, 16:21. The New Living Bible puts it this way, "The wise are known for their understanding, and instruction is appreciated if it's well presented." To summarize, Proverbs 16:24 declares, "Pleasant words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones." That is, words used wisely, graciously, with kindness and gentleness, often accomplish more than instruction presented forcefully. I like Proverbs 25:11-15 in The Message. "The right word at the right time is like custom-made jewelry, and a wise friend's timely reprimand is like a gold ring slipped on your finger. Patient persistence pierces through indifference. Gentle speech breaks down rigid defenses. Right words, spoken at the right time in the right way, are powerful." If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.